All right, so we'll say good morning. Let's begin. So we are picking up page 122. So remember, again, in the Ramchal, is teaching us the idea that if one is part of the topic we're focusing on is the power of the peer group. And the idea that at the end of the day, it's as much as peer group is exceptionally important. As important as having a peer group is, at the end of the day, it's exceptionally important that a person be able to stand up to that peer group as well when that peer group is doing something that the individual sees is clearly not correct. Now, what was interesting is Ramchal made a very dramatic statement, and Ramchal said that if a person takes a stand and the peer group makes fun of them, so then Ramchal said, you have to go ahead and mock them back. So that Rav Kashdil trying to figure out, what does that mean? To tell me that I have to go ahead and take a stand, I understand. But why is it that I have to go ahead and return the mocking gestures to the individuals who are mocking me? So Rav Kashdil says something amazing, page 122. He says, second paragraph, Ataloig, Ataloig Lilog, Lobishel Likto, Lobishel Lefgoa Halila. When Ramchal says that when your peer group is mocking you for taking a stand and doing the right thing, that you should mock them back, so Rav Kashdil says, be clear, the goal over here is not to hurt another. The goal over here is not to go ahead and diminish his pride. Aval ze sha'ata meshiv yesh lecha tshuva muchna. Ze sha'ata omer mashu, ze sha'ata magiv, ze sha'ata nosein tshuva miduyakes, tova afilu uktsanis, lo bishvil lefgoa, ba ze ata omed al shtei haraglayim shelcha, ba ze ata be'etzem lo sam lev. He said, this is amazing. Sometimes, you know, it's interesting. I guess what Ramchal is hiding over is something fascinating. Conventional wisdom often says, when I'm doing something that kind of takes me against the stream, when I'm doing something that takes me against the norm, so and people make fun of me. So what's conventional wisdom? Conventional wisdom is, I don't say anything. Whatever, just ignore it. It doesn't matter. Kashdil says, sometimes, however, when I'm trying to take a stand on something and I'm trying to accomplish something in life, and there are people who are disparaging me, there are people who are undermining me, there are people who are mocking me, it's important for me to respond. Not to give them a shtach, but rather why? To take a stand and to reaffirm my commitment to the things that I'm doing. So the goal of this response is not to go ahead and give the shtach. The goal of this response ultimately is not to go ahead and hurt someone else. The goal of this response is to go ahead and say, I believe in what it is that I'm doing. And no matter what you say, you're not going to take the wind out of my sails. He goes on, Atamenatzeach es halag. You overcome the mockery. Hakoach shel halag. The power of the statement is that a person is able to awaken within himself a trust in what he's doing. This is really an amazing yisod. What he's saying is that sometimes, also this is an incredible yisod in life also, it's difficult to take a stand. It's very difficult to take a stand, especially when that stand is against the rove. It's even more difficult to take a stand when the rove is constantly bombarding and trying to get you to change your mind and change your course. And sometimes what a person has to do is, after I take the stand, that's part one, but then I have to somehow reaffirm for myself that this indeed is the proper approach. How do I reaffirm it? Literally by saying it to myself and also to saying it to those who are disparaging. It's a very fine line. It doesn't mean you respond to every single thing that a person says that upsets you or that taunts you. But when you know that you're doing something correct and someone's challenging you and undermining you and trying to pull you back into that negative peer group, you have to say something. Not to give them a shtach, but again, to reaffirm where it is that you're holding. In order to solidify where it is that you're standing. Tilag, mazet tilag, tagimashu. So what does it mean that you should disparage? So it say something. Lo chayiv lios mashu maliv. It doesn't have to be something profound. Zetzarech lios mashu sh'omer habitachon ha'atzmi shali. Lo talui bechevra, lo nishan ala. Thank you, Moshe. Rather, what it means is that a person ultimately is saying, my sense of truth and my sense of understanding is not dependent on the peer group. The Rebbe says, this is an incredible yisod, and this is the Rav Kashtiel is stressing this over and over again. Life is not about having or making or retaining friends. It's not what life is about. If you have friends, that's a bonus, that's nice, but that's not the goal, and that, nor is that the metric of a success. So I think I mentioned this last week. Rav Soloveitchik writes in his introduction to Lonely Man of Faith, how the Rav writes that he's lonely. He's lonely. And he said it's an amazing thing because here, I'm surrounded by people. I'm surrounded by Talmidim. The Rav had many, many, many Talmidim. Rav was part of a large extended family, but yet again, I'm lonely. I'm lonely. Why? What's the pshat? Because the Rav said, the truth is, in life, when you try to accomplish great things, those accomplishments often set you apart from all of those around you. And you could be surrounded by great people, but you feel a certain sense of loneliness. And the Rav says, that's just, so you have a choice in life. You could be mediocre and fit in with the Rav and have a lot of friends around you, or you could distinguish yourself and be a Mitsuyon in some way. But if you do that, understand that comes with a lot of heartache. Some of that heartache is loneliness. And that's what Ramchal is describing over here. And sometimes when I go ahead and I try to distinguish myself and break away from the peer group a little bit, then the peer group tries to pull me back by disparaging what it is that I'm doing. And in those moments, if I know what it is that I have to do, I have to affirm to them and I have to affirm to myself that I'm taking the right path. And sometimes that means that I even respond with a little bit of sharpness. So he goes on. He says, look at the last paragraph, page 122. Tagid mashu, you have to say something. Lo bishvil lefgoa, lo bishvil lahalif. So I have to respond sometimes to the taunts of the peer group, not in order to go ahead and chas v'shalom hurt them, not in order to go ahead and one-up them. Elo lo seis la'atzmecha v'ado'os p'nines k'midas hatzorach. Rather, it's to reaffirm what it is that I know to be true. Timtza tshuva misuch kemes. Try to find something smart to be able to respond to the peer group who's disparaging. Page 123. Rom kach gam itzel gedol Yisrael, lor kol adoros yesh baharbe svarim alzeh. So he talks about the idea that you see stories like this throughout the ages of great people. We'll see stories where, we'll see some examples, but stories where people were taunted with certain statements, and whereas we would have expected their response to be silence, not to respond, yet at the end of the day they felt compelled to respond. Hamid shahaya vikuchim im komine mishumadim goyim as gedoli Yisrael la'agu lahem k'tzas. So there are plenty of stories, ultimately, of great sages, you know, verbally or intellectually, spiritually sparring with mishumadim, with apostates, with apikarsim. And what happened? Zeh chashuv ma'od. And they would respond. Why would they respond? Kitzas humor, laharos gamas aket hashacha. Hulo aglecha, v'ata mare shegam yishlo chasronos. Ata menasa litvos oso be'ize nekuda, shehi meguchachas, etzlo, lo b'shola atzvan, lo b'shola lariv, ela kize tov loch. So we'll say sometimes when a person goes ahead and ultimately makes that disparaging statement about me, the response to it ultimately is to make not a hurtful or a terrible statement in response, but at the end of the day to indicate that Lamaisa, I'm strong enough to be able to withstand your barbs. I'm strong enough to be able to sustain that verbal assault. I'm strong enough in what I believe and what I'm doing that I don't need your approval. I don't need you to be happy. And if you're going to dish it out to me, guess what? I have the ability to dish it back as well. Again, I say these words with exceptional caution because 9 out of 10 times in life, it's better just not to say anything and it's better just to nod or to smile or to walk away. But the Ramchal is teaching us that there are those times in life, and really it's when I'm nervous that I'm not strong enough to withstand the verbal assault that I have to go ahead and stand up for myself and respond. Not to get the last word, not to be able to give the shtach, but to be able to solidify my position and what it is that I believe in. He goes on, he says, Ata k'tzas ma'abed, k'tzas machlish es atalos hazos, es atlos bechevra hazos. Fine, let's do one more line, and then we'll stop for this morning. V'hine, ata yochel ha'ashiv eish bechazara, v'lo kara shum davar, in kan gaiva. So this is important. Sometimes we assume, and this is true, and we'll say sometimes, when somebody says something hurtful to me, or something challenging to me, and I want to respond, very often that desire to respond is motivated from gaiva. It's arrogance. So comes along, Rav Kashtel says, comes along to Ramchal and says, understand that this is not gaiva. This type of response that we're talking about over here is not motivated by arrogance. He says, Adam shaholik lefia Torah zelo gaava sonos. A person who goes ahead and is trying to walk in the ways of the Torah, it's not gaiva. Ata omra ani holik lefia Torah hatoria chevra shali. Listen to how beautiful this is. So I'm part of the peer group, but I know I need to break away from the peer group because the influence that they're having on me is not the right one. And so I say to them, listen, guys, I love you very much. Much hatzlocha, but I can't do this stuff anymore. So what do they say? What's normally the response? Such a tzaddik. Right? When is art school coming out with your biography? You know, look at you. I remember when. Oh, you remember we did this, remember we did that? So beautiful. You're such a Baal Tshuva, it's gorgeous. So what happens? What's the response? And again, so also when people say that, you see, when people say that, so for the person who's trying to be more, those words are like a net around my soul. Those words bring it back because at that moment I realize that it's possible that in order for me to do the things that I want to do, I may have to give up these friendships. I may have to give up these social networks, and that's difficult. In that moment, says Ramchal, you know what you say to that person? Listen, I love you, and you've always been a good friend, but I have a better friend, and that better friend is Torah. Torah is my chevra. Mitzvos are my chevra. Right? Learning is my chevra. That's my chevra. That's, at the end of the day, those are the people, or those are the entities I have to answer to. Not to you, and not to these other guys. I wish you all well, and you should all have incredible hatzlacha, but you're not the ones I'm answerable to. The Torah is my chevra. HaTorah meres lo lahagil lashon hara, atas lo soni osam, lo ravitam lo kois. Again, I will say, it's very important. You never hate anyone. You never disparage anyone. It's good not to fight with people. It's good not to get angry at people. I'm not fighting with this peer group of mine. Atalo misugah lo yechol edaber lashon hara. My goal is just simply to extricate myself from the negative atmosphere and to move on to something better. I have to get up. I have to remove myself from this social circle because I can't stay here anymore. We'll say there comes a time, and this happens often, where a person is part of a social circle, and what happens? It's one day I just say to myself, you know what? I don't fit. It's not the pshat that I have common interests, I have similar interests, a great group of people. I know this is not my place. I know this is not where I should be right now. Atamargish lo shayach, lo hegyoni, shaklolim yikvu lefia chevra. Ultimately, it appears to me that the values and the principles espoused by this peer group are not the ones ultimately I want for myself. Mostly, we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up with this topic tomorrow as well. Shkoyach.